Under the rule, able-bodied adults participating in the Food Share Employment Training Program are subject to drug screening and, if necessary, a drug test. Those who test positive will have the opportunity to get treatment, regardless of the ability to pay. Casey Heimbach is Deputy Medicaid Director at the State Department of Health Services. He was asked to describe what the change in rules will do.
Testing and treatment program for food share individuals, able-bodied adults, to participate in the FSET, the Food Share Employment and Training Program, not for food share eligibility, but for to participate in the FSET program.
Heimbach says those who test positive must take action.
Will be required to take a drug test, and those who test positive will be offered treatment at no cost so they can get healthy and get back on their feet. Nobody seeking treatment will lose their food share benefits.
The legislature has up to 120 days to review the measure, and once approved and published, the policy change is effective the first day of the next month. After that, the Department of Health Services will implement the new policy. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.